What is your perspective on sex education in schools? Answer. Sex is a basic biological drive which people automatically learn. As there is no need to teach one how to eat or sleep, similarly people will learn about sex automatically. What people need is to regulate the sex drive. Much of the sex education today is about how to indulge in sex and not get diseased or pregnant. People may give stats to support this that it helps reduce STDs and other sexual abuses. But we need to understand the broader cultural situation. Today, people's sexual imagination is aggravated by so many sources, like movies, media, music, magazines, ads, novels and books, and this makes people to be morbidly captivated by sex or the thoughts of it. It is natural to be agitated by such thoughts, especially in adolescence. But there is over and above this natural agitation, there is an extremely stimulating aggravation of this drive. It is due to the extreme agitation that people get strange and perverse conceptions about sex. In the animal kingdom, their parents don't teach their children about sex. This applies to humans as well. What is really needed in the society is education of self-discipline and self-control. That's the kind of sex education which is required. Vedic education talks about how desire for sex makes intelligent people behave in crazy ways and makes people lose everything for their little pleasure. Sex education is provided in such a way that it shows the consequences of indulging in sex in an unrestricted way. The modern conception of sex education is random, meaning there are no moral standards to be precise. There is no education about the purpose of life or the purpose of sex. Largely, people are basically taught how to have sex safely. People don't need sex education, but they need spiritual education, and as a component of it, there will be sex education healthily, about how to control the sexual desire and to train people in the spiritual purpose of life and controlling oneself. The sex education now might just be a circumstantial necessity, but it is in no way a moral education. It is just an antidote for miseducation. Miseducation in the form of media, but it might also aggravate one's imagination more. Such education will not serve the purpose unless accompanied by spiritual education. Sex education should come with spiritual education about the purpose of life and how is sex just a part of it.